prayer, just something shorter, to be expanded. That we should respect all devotees, and while you could say that we are all pretty much the same, and probably would do best by simply treating each other as peers and friends, no need for anyone to pose as greater devotee or something. That's not what devotees do anyway. And not only that, but if we shall really look on the topic issue of advanced devotee, who is an advanced devotee? Maybe it's even the other way around. We may think that those who are in big positions, big titles and name and fame, are the advanced devotees. But then those other devotees who are unseen, working hard every day, dedicated, quiet, humble, maybe simple, maybe taking on great hardships to please the Lord. Going through things, level of surrender, of being forced to simply take shelter of Krishna at every moment. While others enjoying the name and fame and adoration rather may risk to become comfortable, self-confident, lax, falling into routines, relying on position, getting used to being taken care of, served, and so on. So we never know who is who. Therefore, I'd say that best is just stop that role play, which may be artificial anyway, maybe not. But we don't need a play, we just need to be the real us together. And I think that then, when we are just the way we actually are, all of us, would make the Sadhu Sangha so much nicer.